أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. In the previous ayat, which was part of this occasion when this ayat was revealed, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained there that the kuffar now have lost all hope that Islam will get finished or that the Muslims will give up Islam. I say Allah had made Islam strong from where its weak position was, then Allah Ta'ala made it strong. And now Allah Ta'ala explains the great virtues and the great ni'mat of this. This ayat was revealed in Arafat after Asr, when the day was just coming to an end. And it was this great ayat that brought great honor to the Muslims. In this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Aaj main pura kar chuka tumhare liye deen tumhara. Today I have completed your religion for you. This completion of the religion, and the completion is that all things that were good for the ummah, Allah Ta'ala had prescribed them and made them for us, and in various degrees commanded us to do them. All those things that were evil and bad for us, in any and every way, Allah Ta'ala prohibited that in various stages and various degrees. So now this deen has been, another aspect of this deen is being complete. All aspects of deen, whether it has got to do with our aqaid, our beliefs, or our ibadat, our worship, or our muamalat, our business dealings, our financial matters, or whether our muasharat, our social living, or adab and etiquette, in every way the deen has been completed now for you, and you don't have to look askance for any other way. And the opposite, or it also means that now the final command of Allah as far as ibadat is concerned, hajj, this also has been completed now. And you have been taught how to make hajj in the correct way. Hajj used to carry on with the pagan Arabs also, but they used to do it in their own way, which was a wrong way. So Allah Ta'ala now has prescribed it in the correct way and taught all the arkan of hajj also. So deen was made complete in every way. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Or pura kya tum par maine ihsan apna. And my great favor I have completed upon you by giving us the deen of Islam, the correct way of how to live. Otherwise we should not have known how to live. Islam is a perfect way, and the more we will live according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, will we realize its goodness, not only as far as our daily life is concerned, but as far as our dunya's life also is concerned. All matters of how to earn, what is halal, what is haram, all that also has been explained to us. All the good things that were there, Allah Ta'ala had commanded them for us. And all that was harmful, Allah Ta'ala has forbidden it. So Allah Ta'ala has completed His very, very special favor upon us. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Aur pasand kiya maine tumhare waaste Islam ko deen. And I have chosen for you your way of life. Yeh deen doesn't really mean religion, but it means a way of life. Religion is just like part of a person's life. But way of life is the complete way of life. So Islam is that complete way of life which Allah Ta'ala has given. And Allah Ta'ala has chosen it to this extent that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, close to Qiyamah, will descend again from the heavens and come in this world. But he won't come as a Nabi, but he will come as a Ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will also follow the deen and religion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much Allah has chosen this deen and completed it, that in every aspect, and whatever needs will arise for people in any aspect, everything Allah Ta'ala has put in deen. For the basis of deen is the Quran Sharif. And then the explanation of the Quran Sharif is the Hadith Sharif. From the hadith we get the other explanations of the Quran Sharif and the details of the of all the matters of deen we find in the hadith Sharif. Then we find what is called ijma', the consensus of the ulama, which is also based on the Quran and hadith. It isn't something from their own side, but as conditions change in the world, new conditions come. These regulations will also be extracted from the Quran by ijma and by qiyas. Qiyas is also that analogy, that you see another situation and from there you draw out the inference for this situation which you are in. It isn't something new, but it is something which is in the deen. So in every way Allah has completed the deen and now we don't have to follow any other way. So much so that Allah Ta'ala has declared, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Any person who chooses a way of life other than that of Islam, that which is in the Quran and Hadith, then that will not be accepted from him. The only acceptable way now to Allah is the deen of Islam. So which doesn't just refers to the word Islam, but the actual way of life of Quran and Hadith, that must come into us. Each one of us must check that how much of Islam have I got in my life, as far as my dressing is concerned, as far as my business matters are concerned, as far as my marriage matters are concerned, as far as the bringing up of my children, everything, the clothing of my children, the education of my children, everything must be according to Islam. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this reality and make this come into our lives, inshallah.